are on the air. Getaway Friday, June 11th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour here, and we now will continue with our trivia. Now, we got a lot of questions there about DoorDash, so if anybody wants to ring in with answers in regard to DoorDash or Instacart or any of those things, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's get back to our trivia here. Okay. On what date did... Now, see, I think, this is funny because I don't really know if this is about the Golden Arches McDonald's or if this is about the first McDonald's. So, I'm going to say this. What date did the first McDonald's with arches open? I think this is the answer to that. All you have to do is give me the month and the year. 740-383-9944. On what date did the first McDonald's with arches open? Just give me the month and the year. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we learn that the first McDonald's with arches was in Phoenix, Arizona. So, what date did it open? Does anybody know that? All I need is the month and the year. 740-383-9944. The first McDonald's with arches. When did it open? 740-383-9944. So far in our competition this morning, we have Trish and Jody and Scott, and let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Was it April 1955?
Not April of 55. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not April of 1955. When did the first McDonald's with arches open? All I need is the month and the year. The month and the year. 740-383-9944. Now, we have Jody in this twice. We have Trish in this, I think, five times. Sarah's in, Scott's in, Judy's in. Are we going to get any more entries in this? On what date did the first McDonald's with arches open? Now we just need the month and the year. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer and can get in on this trivia extravaganza we're having here this morning on WWGH Radio? It's, the caller was close. I will say that. The first guest this morning came fairly close to what the answer would be. On what date did the first McDonald's with Golden Arches open? All I need is the month and the year. 740-383-9944. As soon as we get this, we will be in good shape here today. Friday, Getaway Friday, June the 11th, 2021. Does anybody know? Apparently, this might be a stumper. Maybe this is just ungoogleable at this particular point. We only have a few more McDonald's questions, then we'll have to go on to another topic, and it might be President Harding trivia, because I have a lot of that left over from a couple weeks ago when we had Scott Rankin in, the President Harding impersonator, so we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes on. All right. When did the first McDonald's with arches open? The month and the year is what we want. The month and the year. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer. Nobody does know the answer, apparently. 22 minutes past the hour. This might be the unsolvable... Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do, because I am confused on this a little bit myself. I'll give you the month. All you gotta do is give me the year. It was March. All you gotta do is give me the year. What year did the McDonald's with the arches in Phoenix, Arizona first open? All you gotta do is give me the year. The month was March. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've got the month of March. What was the year that that McDonald's with arches opened? Now this will get some action now, if we can get the year here. Go ahead, caller.
Was it 53?
53 is right. That is right. In March of 1953. Got you in there, Trish. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish is in again. The year was 1953. March of 53 is when that opened. Okay, next question. When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark on the name McDonald's? And all you got to do is give me the year on that one, too. When did McDonald's first file a U.S. trademark for the name of McDonald's? 740-383-9944. All you got to do is give me the year. Does anybody know what year that happened? When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark on the name McDonald's? All I need's the year. I'll tell you this much. It was May the 4th was the date. What was the year when McDonald's was turned into a trademark? 740-383-9944. Does anybody go back that far to be able to produce the year that McDonald's was made a trademark? A few years ago, to say the least. All right, let's see what's coming here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say 1950.
Not 50, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not 1950. What year did McDonald's first file for a trademark? It was May the 4th. What was the year? 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
December 1948.
Not 48. It was not 48. The date was May the 4th. What was the year? When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark with the name McDonald's? Go ahead, caller.
1955.
Not 55. Getting closer, though. Not 1955. When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark with the name McDonald's? This is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Was it 1963?
Not 63. Good guess, though. Not 1963. The date was May the 4th. I'll tell you that much. It was May the 4th was the date. What year was it? When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark with the name McDonald's? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what year that was? You know, it's interesting that they went this many years without a trademark. I guess somebody could have swept in there and trademarked it. The date was May the 4th. What was the year? When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark on the name McDonald's? All I need's the year. That's what we're looking for. All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it 1962?
Not 62. Good guess, though. Not 1962, but that is the best guess that we have had so far. 62 is a very good guess. Does anybody else have an answer here? Going to weigh in on this 27 minutes past the hour. What year was this? 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phone line here. Go ahead, caller.
62, good guess, though.
Are you there?
1962.
But that's...
Did you say 62?
We have had so far. 62 is a very...
Not 62.
Guess.
62 is very close, but not 1962. I think 62 is the closest answer that we have had so far. May the 4th, what year? When did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark with the name McDonald's? What year? May the 4th, what year? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get an answer here? All right, here comes a guess. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say 1960.
Not 1960. That's a close one, though, too. 1960 is very close, but not the answer we are looking for this morning. What is the year? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
1962.
Not 1960. Nope, 60 is close, but not 1960. That is not our answer this morning. What year did McDonald's first file for a U.S. trademark on the name McDonald's? Go ahead, caller.
1959.
Not 59. That's close as well. Not 1959. 59 is not the answer. All right, here comes another answer barreling down the track. Go ahead, caller.
That is not
1961.
1961 is right. May the 4th, 1961. What is your name?
On the name McDonald's.
What's your name, ma'am?
Go ahead, caller.
1959.
Hello?
Not 59. That's
close
as
caller.
Not 1960.
Are you there?
1961.
Yeah, 61. You got it. What's your name?
All right. Here comes another answer. Barreling.
Hello?
Down the track. Go ahead.
Hello. 1961.
Right. You got it. What's your name?
1961.
Okay. Well, the caller got it there. It is May the 4th, 1961. But I think turn down your radio and then call back in and give me your name. Whoever that was, 1961. Whoever said May the 4th, 1961, turn down your radio and then call back in here and tell me what your name was, and you'll be in the drawing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, turn down your radio when you call in so you can hear me on the line. That's the important, because we do operate on a delay. All right, so give me a buzz here. Okay, next question, and if that was you, give me a call back. The Golden Arches logo appeared in various forms. The present version, as the letter M, did not appear until what year? What year was it? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm the winner in 1961, Eva Kalb.
All right, Eva, you are in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Eva Kalb is in. She is our winner. Yeah, just remember to turn down your radio, and that way we can hear you. All right. The Golden Arches logo appeared in various forms. The present version, as the letter M, did not appear until when? What year? Another year question here. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, the date was November the 18th. What year? When did the Golden Arches start looking like an M, like they are now? I guess M for McDonald's. What year did that happen? The date was November the 18th. Go ahead, caller.
1968.
That is right. You are in there. Got you in again, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Trish is in again. It was 1968. All right. On to the next question here this morning. McDonald's restaurants are found in how many countries? Now, I like this question. Let's see how good you are. McDonald's restaurants are found in how many countries? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. McDonald's restaurants are found in how many countries? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Very interesting. Let's see here. How many countries? Okay, go ahead, caller.
50?
Not 50. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not 50. The question today, how many countries are McDonald's restaurants found in? How many countries do we find McDonald's restaurants? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many restaurants? All right. Or how many countries? Go ahead, caller.
100.
Not 100. 100 is not the right answer. How many countries are McDonald's restaurants found in? How many countries are McDonald's restaurants found in? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the answer? Let's see here. Well, you know, some of the answers have not been too far off. We've gotten two so far. We've got 50 and 100. We've got a fair number of people in the competition here. We've got Trish and Jody and Eva and Judy and Scott and Sarah. Who else are we going to get in this competition? How many countries are McDonald's restaurants found? Does anybody know the number? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many restaurants? How many countries? I keep saying how many restaurants. How many countries are McDonald's restaurants found in? Now remember, at the end of this, we are going to do a drawing. And the winner will get a choice of Zumbezi Bay passes, Columbus Zoo passes, or the Wilds. So that's how we'll play it out here this morning. Does anybody know how many countries McDonald's restaurants are found in? 740-383-9944. Waiting for the right answer here. Let's see how good you are here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
120.
Not 120, but that's very close. Not 120, but that falls very close to what the number is. How many countries are McDonald's restaurants found in? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Let's see if we get the correct answer here. We're waiting on it. How many countries does McDonald's serve? Go ahead, caller.
100.
Not 100. That's a good guess, though.
Really? Okay. Thank you.
100's a good guess, but the answer does not end up being 100. How many countries does McDonald's serve? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We've had some close guesses here, but not the correct one yet. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
125.
125's close, but not right. Good guess, though. 125 is close, but not the right answer. We're getting in the right area here. How many countries does McDonald's, or how many restaurants are found in country? Go ahead, caller.
I haven't heard your answers, but I'm going to say 150.
150, that's not too far off. Good guess.
Okay.
150 is not too far off. How many restaurants, McDonald's restaurants, are found in how many countries? Go ahead, caller.
130.
Not 130. Close, though. Not 130. How many countries have McDonald's restaurants? This is what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
118.
118. You got it. Did you Google it?
Actually, yes, I did.
Well, that works. That's good. Any way we can get it, we get it. What's your name?
Charlene.
Charlene. All right. Do you listen often, Charlene?
Every morning.
Every morning. Well, hopefully we don't bore you to death.
Nope. Not at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear. Charlene, you're in the competition, so stay tuned. You might win some passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Charlene is in the competition here. 118 countries. How about that? Okay. Let's keep the trivia going. We're done with our McDonald's trivia, though, so we've gotten past that. Now let's go to our, I think we have some Warren Harding trivia left over from when... we did the Warren Harding thing a couple weeks ago here. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. Yes, I think I have it here. Okay, Warren G. Harding trivia. Okay. What was Warren G. Harding's main occupation other than politician? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What was Warren G. Harding's main occupation other than politician? 740-383-9944. How about that? Does anybody know Warren Harding's main occupation other than politician? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was it owner of the Marion Star?
He was the owner, but what was his position with the Star? He did have a job there.
That I don't know.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. He was the owner of the Marion Star, but what was his occupation? Warren G. Harding's main occupation other than politician. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say newspaperman.
He worked at a newspaper, but what was his job there?
I'd say maybe editor.
Editor. You've got it right. That's exactly what he was. He was the editor.
Yeah, was he a teacher, too? I would still say teacher.
You know, I don't know. I know his father was a doctor. I can't remember what his mother did. I don't know if he was a teacher or not. He might have been.
I thought when he started out, the first thing he did was a teacher. Maybe I just got that wrong or something. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Well, hey, I got you in the competition.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, Judy Summers now in the competition. Yes, he was the editor of the Marion Star. All right, what number... of president was Warren G. Harding. Do you know that one off the top of your head? 740-383-9944. What number was Warren G. Harding in the presidential roundup? 740-383-9944. What number was he? Now, you know, that's something we all should know, but does it tickle off the top of our head? Probably not. Tickle, trickle, something like that. What number of president was Warren G. Harding? What number was he? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What number was President Warren G. Harding? Let's see if we have it here. Go ahead, caller.
The 29th.
He was the... Now, did you know that?
I did, actually.
Oh, see, that impresses me. Now, I didn't know that. How'd you know he was the 29th?
I feel like I've heard it several times.
29th and didn't quite make it through the full term.
Yeah. Yep. 29th. Not really the best president, but hey.
Yeah, you deal with...
Perfect.
You work with what you got.
Right.
That's right. Thank you. All right. Yes, he was the 29th president of the United States. Okay, this should be an easy one, but we'll see. You got a 50-50 chance. What political party was Warren G. Harding? 740-383-9944. What political party was Warren G. Harding? Does anybody know the political party of the 29th president of the United States? Now, I would hope nobody would have to Google this, because it's one or the other. And I guess the first person to call in, if they get it right, they'll get it right. If they get it wrong, the second caller will get it right. What political party was Warren G. Harding? Does anybody know his political party? Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
He was a Republican.
He was a Republican. You got it right. What's your name, sir?
John Heimlich.
Oh, John, how you doing?
Doing pretty good today, Scott.
Did you get a chance to listen to the special last night?
Yes, I did get a chance to listen to it last night, Scott. We enjoyed listening to it and hearing everybody talk and stuff.
Yeah, it was fun to get together, so everything sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded real good.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, John.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. John Heimlich's in. He was a Republican. That is exactly correct. All right, now here's another one that shouldn't be too difficult, but we'll see. Who was President Harding's vice president? Who was President Harding's vice president? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was President Harding's vice president? Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour here today on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know who President Harding's vice president was? Now, this will tell you how much attention we pay to the 29th president of the United States. Who was his vice president? Vice president under Warren G. Harding. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? President Warren Harding trivia. Go ahead, caller.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, you have got it. Who do we have on the line?
This is Charlene.
Oh, Charlene again. Now, you knew that one off the top of your... I hope you knew that off the top of your...
I did know that one off the top of my head from school.
Perfect. Thank you, Charlene.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Charlene gets in again. Calvin Coolidge is exactly right. All right. How old was Warren G. Harding when he became president? How about that one? How old was Warren G. Harding when he became president? Does anybody know this? What was his age? What was the age of Warren G. Harding when he became president of the United States? 740-383-9944. We've got Judy Summers in the competition. Jody, John Heimlich, Charlene, Trish, Eva Kalb. Who else do we have in here? We've got other names. Yes, we've got Scott. We've got Sarah. We've got another Judy. We've got two Judys. I don't think I got the first Judy's name. I know it was not Judy Summers. 740-383-9944. How old was President Harding when he became president? Does anybody know? 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. How old was President Harding when he became president? Does anybody know the age? Interesting question. Let's see. Here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
I think he was 56.
Not 56, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not 56 years old. How old was President Harding when he became President of the United States? How old a man was he? 740-383-9944. How old was President Harding when he became President of the United States? Does anybody know? As we keep barreling down the track here during our trivia challenge this morning. All right, let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, he was elected on his birthday, and but he wasn't inaugurated until following March. So when do you count that, when he was elected or when he took the oath of office?
I would say when he became president, when he took the oath.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, I would guess that is true. His birthday was Election Day, so he would have been the same age, though, I think. Because on Election Day, he would have turned this age, but he still would have been that age on Inauguration Day the following March. I think. I could be wrong. Go ahead, caller.
65?
65?
Yes.
Not 65. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Not 65, but that's a good guess. How old was President Harding when he was inaugurated? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking 55.
55. You have got it right. He was 55. All right. Who do we have?
Did that math in my head.
Now catch me on this one, though. Now, his birthday was on Election Day, but wouldn't he have been the same date or age on Election Day that he was on Inauguration Day?
No, his birthday was in late November, I think.
Well, I think it was the day he got elected.
I don't know. Anyway, it worked out to be in 55 because he was inaugurated on March the 7th.
That is true.
And wouldn't have had his birthday that year yet.
Right. So he would have been the same age.
Okay.
Oh, what's your name?
Pat Henry.
All right, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Glad to hear from you. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Pat is in there. 55 years old is how old he was. Okay. Now, here's a little bit of a... This might be a little more difficult. What years did President Harding serve as president? What years did President Harding serve as president? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What years did President Harding serve as president? Does anybody know his run? 50 minutes past the hour, coming up on 51 minutes here. We've got Pat Henry in here, Charlene, John Heimlich, Jody, Judy Summers, another Judy, Trish, Jody, Scott, Sarah, all kinds of entries this morning. And we want more. What years did President Harding serve as president? When was his term? Does anybody know? Let's see if this person does. Go ahead, caller.
21 to 23.
You have got it right. What's your name?
Carolyn Heimlich.
All right, Carolyn. How are you?
Trying to eat my breakfast.
Well, I'm glad you made it in. Hope you're having something good. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Carolyn Heimlich got in there. 1921 to 1923. That was the run. All right. Let's see here. How many terms did President Harding serve as president? There's a little bit of a trick question for you. How many terms did President Harding serve as president? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many terms did President Harding serve as president of the United States? Do we know this? A lot of entries here this morning, and we're going to do the drawing right at the end of the show today at probably around 1 o'clock, so you have to stay tuned. What were the number of terms that President Harding served? The number of terms that President Harding served. Does anybody know the answer to this one? 52 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. The number of terms that President Harding served. 740-383-9944. Who's going to sweep in with this answer? The 29th President of the United States. How many terms did he serve? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be about a half?
Yeah, about a half, less than one. He was in there about, you know, 2.5 years. What's your name, sir?
Ed Adkins.
Oh, Ed, how you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, we're making it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear you're still out there listening.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye. Ed Adkins is in this morning. Less than one term. That's correct. 1921 to 1923. Okay, here's a good one. What other offices did President Harding have then president? Political. He had three other offices. I'll give you that much of a hint. What were President Harding's other three offices other than president that he served in the political world? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got Ed Adkins in, Carolyn Heimlich, Pat Henry, Charlene, John Heimlich, Jody, Judy Summers, Trish, a lot of people in the competition, Scott, Sarah. What else do we got here? The three political positions President Harding served in other than president. Does anybody know what those other three positions were? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour on this WWGH Radio Getaway Friday morning. What are those other three offices that President Harding served in politically other than President of the United States? Does anybody know the other three offices? 740-383-9944. Well, maybe this is the one that has stumped people. The other three offices before he became president, which would have been his last political office, what were the other three that he served in over his career? Political offices that President Harding served in, other than president, there are three of them. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
He served in the Ohio State Senate, and then as Lieutenant Governor, and then in the United States Senate.
You have got it. Is it Charlene again?
Yes, it is.
Now, did you look that one up?
No, actually, I did not look that one up. I remember that one from school as well.
Were you a Harding buff?
It was a project that I had to do when I was in high school, and I just learned everything about Harding that I could possibly learn.
Well, you never thought it would come in handy like this, did you?
No, I did not.
See, everything in school you use somewhere at some point in life.
I didn't think I ever would, but I guess I did.
Well, I'm glad you're out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Charlene's in again. That is right. He was an Ohio senator. He was the lieutenant governor of Ohio, and he was in the U.S. Senate. Okay. Now, this one, I'm going to need the whole date. Give me the date President Harding died. The month, the date, and the year. When did President Harding die? The month, the date, and the year. Now, we'll see how good Charlene is on this one. If she remembers this from the high school project. What month, date, and year did President Harding die? Now remember, so far this morning, we've got Jody, Trish, Sarah, Scott, Judy number one, Eva Kalb, Charlene, Judy Summers, John Heimlich, Carolyn Heimlich, Pat Henry, Ed Atkins, all in the competition. But we've got about 2.5 minutes here. I need the exact date that President Harding died. Month, date, and year. Does anybody know when that was? Oh, maybe this caller does. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
August 2nd, 1923.
August 2nd, 1923. Now, this is not for the thing, but do you know where he died?
No, I do not.
San Francisco. San Francisco. He was on a trip. What's your name, ma'am?
Jim Weir.
Jim Weir. Jim, you are in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Weir is in the competition there. Let's see. We got 2 minutes. We can get one more in. Okay, how old was President Harding when he died? That's a nice quick one. How old was President Harding when he died? 740-383-9944. 55 at inauguration. How old was he when he left us? 740-383-9944. 2 minutes left to go before the top of the hour here. Now remember, we're going to do the drawing at 1 o'clock. Well, a little before 1, about 5 till 1. And we're going to do more trivia from 12 to 1. We've got the pastor spot the next hour, so stay tuned this morning. Still more chances to get in and win. And again, the prizes will be your choice. 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, 2 tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or 2 tickets to the Wild. So definitely come back at 12:15. More trivia up till 12:55, and at 12:55 we will draw the winner this morning here on WWGH Radio. How old was President Harding when he died? What was his age? Go ahead, caller.
57.
57, you've got it. Is this Jim again?
Yes, it is.
All right, Jim, you are on it. You listen to the station often?
I've been driving around. I listen to it. Yes, I do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Jim Weir in there, 57 years old. Okay, you know what? We've got a minute. This is the easiest question in the world. It's going to be who can dial quickest. Where's President Harding buried? Here you go. Where is President Harding buried? The easiest question in the world. It's who can dial it fastest. Where's President Harding buried? Go ahead. We lost that guy. I know we're on the delay. So where's President Harding buried? Final question. Basically, that's an easy one for you. For everybody who wanted to enter, who can dial the number fastest? Where is President Harding buried? He was 57 at the age of death. Operating on about a 35-second delay this morning, so I'm waiting for the calls to pour in here. But where's President Harding buried? Now, if you call in and get this one wrong, we've really got problems here in Marion. But, okay, here it is. The delay must have kicked in with the dialing numbers. Go ahead, caller.
Mount Gilead?
Oh, Mount Gilead. You're exactly right. Are you calling in giving me a hard time?
Hey, guess what? Can I just tell you something real quick?
Oh,
this is so funny.
Go ahead.
I went driving by there just now, and I'm not even kidding. Okay, so you know how there's, like, all those ducks and stuff lying around? They're everywhere because of the duck pond.
Right.
I saw a bird out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, oh, it's just another duck, right?
Right.
And I looked over. Why was it a rooster?
There's a rooster over at the Harding
Memorial?
I'm not
even kidding, because I thought, am I nuts or what? And then the passengers looked over, and they're like, oh, it's a rooster.
Now, do the people on your bus right now, as they're driving around listening, do they all know?
I don't talk and drive, so there's no one on right now, but...
No, but at that point, did they know the answer to this question? Have they been listening to this?
Oh, a lot of people come on here and they have, like, earbuds, and they listen to their own stuff.
Now, okay.
So, but there was a rooster over there, and I needed you to know that.
There was a rooster.
Isn't that wild? Like, where did this one random rooster come from?
So as I'm asking that question, you were driving by the Harding Memorial, and you saw a rooster.
No, I've been parked for a while now, for a few minutes. That was like, wait, I saw the rooster about close to an hour, about 45 minutes ago.
Okay, so just for the record, just so nobody calls in and gives me a hard time later on, where's President Harding buried?
Oh, Marion, Ohio.
Marion, Ohio. Can you imagine? Who knew? All right, now remember, though, we're going to do the drawing at 12:55.
Well, I just won a jar of peanut butter like a week ago. I don't think I should win again.
Yeah, I know that jar of peanut butter was big, but we'll
I was delicious. I was very appreciative.
Well, don't worry. Right now, we're not doing the 30-day policy because we're not giving a whole lot away right now.
Oh, well, in that case, bring it on.
Bring it on. Keep listening. Bye-bye. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
7.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050. Programs on WWG.